The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shall we talk in Hashem's condition that He is the most powerful, and He makes sometimes weak creatures powerful? Shalom Avrocha. I heard yesterday sounded a little tired. Sorry about that. You know, there's a Maisa I heard from Baal Shem Tov. There was a person that used to draw water. That was his panosa. One day comes to the Baal Shem Tov complaining, "Oh, you're already 70 years old, and I still have to schlep every day the water from house to house. What a hard life," etc., etc. And then a few days later, the same water drawer came to Baal Shem Tov and said, "Oh Hashem, I'm 70 years old and I still have energy. I could go and draw the water, and Baruch Hashem, I have panosa. I don't have to worry about anything." That's the end of the story, which Betim is sums up most of our lives. Everything in life, it's a matter of how we relate to it. The more we feel the gifts we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not the starting point of the universe, the more pleasant life becomes. And we can always focus on how much good we have, instead of focus on all the things that we don't have and the hardships and everything. Because after everything is said and done, every single one of us, by the fact that we are alive, has so many, many gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So talking about Hashem as a condition that He's the Almighty, the most powerful figure. And we see many places in Chazal how Hashem just tried to give us this message. We're so often fooled to think that the nation or the person that seems to be the most powerful, he's the one who's running the world. And it's a mistake, because a human being or even a nation, no matter how powerful they are, it's nothing. We're essentially so weak. And the power one has is the power that he was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second he wants to take it away, he takes it away. There's no reason in the world we should give in to any power on the expense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, like we said before, we have to have clarity that Hashem is the most powerful. He's the one we have to be in good terms with and together with and rely on Him. You know, the famous Gemara in Gittin, that's a Ovid Reb Nosson about Titus HaRosha. He was the most powerful person in the world. He conquered all the countries. And Al-Gaiva, I'm going to go this place, other place. Hashem won't be able to catch me. And Hashem said, "I have a Beri Shvola, I have the lowest of the low, a flea, a creature that seems to be the weakest and the lowliest of all the creatures, and that's going to overpower this superpower, world's leader, Titus." And we know the famous story how it went to his nose, into his brain, and that was the end of him. That's what Hashem is showing us in His message. After everything is said and done, Titus, with his gaiva, we know what he did in the Beis HaMikdash. He did acts to show. He put his knife through the parochus. Did immoral acts there to show Kilo, "I killed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I overpowered him." And Hashem said, "My dear friend, if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's because I decided it needs to be destroyed. Nothing to do with you. And I'm going to show you you're nothing." That's the way we have to look at life. Sometimes we're up against all kinds of situations and people think, stay focused. We're with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. You have the power. May Mitzvah Mechaye. Okay, we'll run the panosa. Everything is in your hands. Our health is in your hands. No one can stop you. If we're with you, nothing can hold you back. Not the most powerful creature, not the weakest creature. The Gemara also in Shabbos brings, it says, you have five amos of cholish al gibor. You have five different creatures. So there's something called a mafgia, a little creature that scares a lion, and a yitush scares an elephant. So the Gemara is explaining also over there that Hashem didn't make anything bechinam. Hashem is making these type of things for us to look at and learn from it.
Kol Halashon.
This lion is the most powerful of the creatures. Elephant also so powerful and big. And a little flea and some other little creature could scare them away. It's part of the Gemara saying that everything was created for a purpose. The purpose is not to scare the lion. For us to see that it's not about having more muscles and having bigger teeth and having more weapons. Everything is all about being on the good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, if you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the titus he's doing to the whole world now. He's showing us, you think you're so powerful, America's so powerful, Russia's so powerful, world powers, China, everyone's fighting each other to run the world with your money and with your weapons and with your this and with your that. And Hashem brings this barrier shvara, even smaller than a yitush, a little virus. Turns the whole world upside down. Closes down countries. Things that nobody could do. There's no war that could have done what the corona did to the world in the last year. That's what it's all about. But together with that, it's something to mechazaka, our emunah bitochen. Because if we don't take it right, unfortunately some people lost it. They just, their lack of bitochen started coming out in shining colors when we have these situations. If you think you have to control the world, then you become paralyzed by these type of things. A person is full of fear. He can't go anywhere. He can't do anything. If you have bitochen Hashem, so once again, we're not saying for a person to be hefker, but to make the right shikul adas. What is the real level of danger? Is it something right for me to go to the right place and do the right things? Even if it means going to shul or whatever it is. Make a cheshbon nefesh. Don't be over afraid of it, because it's not about that. The truth is, there's a Gemara that says, if a person would see all the mazikim that are floating around him, he'd go crazy. That's a chesed of Hashem. It closes our eyes. And this is maybe an example of it. Every second of our lives, we are surrounded by unlimited amount of viruses and bacteria. They're floating around in the air. Every breath we take is full of these things. Each one of them is dangerous. And Hashem created this amazing system that overpowers them within our own body. In our nose, we have the different hairs in our nose that it's not only nose, it goes down into our whole system. Down to the lungs with these hairs, with mucus on them, with different chemicals on them that are taking the different particles that are coming into our nose, into our mouth, and making sure that they get attacked and get destroyed, taken out of the body. We put food into our mouth. The whole digestive system is also coated with a special type of mucus that doesn't let all these unlimited amounts of bacteria, trillions of bacteria, going in and out of us daily. viruses, etc. Open up our eyes. How much Hashem is watching over us. The power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful than anything else, whether the most powerful being, or like we think nowadays, the smallest of the particles seems to be the most powerful of all beings. That's what Hashem is showing to us. It's not the size. It's not the physical, external power. It's HaShgoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we believe and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on us. And open up our eyes to see. If today we feel that the virus is the most powerful thing in the world, Hashem set up within us a system to overpower it. Amazing and complex systems. Ooh. It's an ongoing war. It's like a world war going on inside of our body every second of our lives, protecting us. Hashem revealed this to us in our generation, so we should appreciate how much Hashem is overpowering all these different koiches for our benefit to keep us going. The more we think about special Shmir Hashem has, and it's all because He wants us to be alive, He wants us to vibe, He wants us to be with Hashem. The more we think about that, and instead of being terrified about the millions and billions and trillions of bacteria and viruses that surround us, and we breathe in and we eat in our body, the other way around. With all that, Hashem is more powerful. Hashem is watching over us and keeping us going. We'll be good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two things right, and we don't have to be afraid of any of these things. Kamavan, but use the present situation like we're using it now, as a way to wake us up to be the Avdei Hashem that Hashem wants. That'll be the biggest shmir we can have. Should have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.